Before we start minute four at 200, I've got to tell you, Marge was laughing at me because I misstated, I think, at least one or two words in that last 250. But oh well. I want to preview one word before we begin. It's tertiary or tertiary, depending on how one wants to pronounce it. It is spelled T-E-R-T-I-A-R-Y. And it's in the sentence, the primary, secondary, and possibly tertiary leaves. And it means third or third stage. Let's begin at 200.
So ideally, male plants would be weeded out as soon as possible. But if male plants were left and not weeded out, would they still create an available saleable cannabis product?
It would still be a saleable product, but not nearly as desirable as the female bud plant.
If one was to grow the plants from seeds, in your opinion, what percentage could be expected to be male and female?
Taking this example of 112 plants, although there would be no way to tell an exact number, it would be reasonable to say that perhaps 50% of the plants would be male and the other half female.
Dealing with the 122 seedlings that we have here...
I thought it was 112. I have calculated on 112.
I'm sorry, that must be my mistake. Now, the mature plant, how much dry, usable marijuana could a grower expect to get? What would be the nature of that marijuana, and what would be done with the rest of the plant?
If a grower was to take the most choice portions of the plant, he could generally expect to get approximately 3 ounces of high-quality product from each particular plant. If he is going to be using the primary, secondary, and possibly tertiary leaves, he could possibly glean approximately 6 ounces per plant.